Greetings this morning in the name of the Lord, the name above every name. Scripture declares that name is Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Welcome to day two of incorporating the names and attributes of God into our lives. We aim to spend 5 minutes understanding our Savior's characteristics and praying for our understanding to be enlightened. We want to apply the principles, understand how these principles do apply to our relationship with Jesus Christ. Today is day two. We're going to talk about the infinite nature of God. You just can't measure God. It's hard to comprehend because we measure everything. We get a gallon of milk. We get a tube of toothpaste. You get a packet of chips, a small pack or big family pack, and it's all size. You get so many gallons of gas in the car, and you've got time, which is a unit of measure. You have to be somewhere at 4, have to be somewhere at 5, have to answer a call, have to do all of these things. But God has no limits. There's no beginning, no end, which I mentioned in the last audio. Job 11:7 says, "Can you search out the deep things of God? Can you find the limits of the Almighty? They're higher than the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol or hell, Sheol, some say. What can you know? Their measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea." Psalms 136, rather lengthy reading, but it's a beautiful set of scriptures, and it talks about God's nature. So, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day, his mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule the night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, his mercy endures forever, and brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand, outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. For him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass in the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servants, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembereth us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. And rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Wow, that is a really wonderful set of scriptures trying to get us to understand and all the things that God has done for Israel and all the things that God wants to do for us. His mercy is going to endure forever. If we'll go to God, his mercy endures forever. Romans 11:33, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Our God is infinite, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your infinite nature, your infinite understanding. You know the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Help us, God, to kneel before you, if not physically in our heart, our mind. God, we kneel before you, acknowledging your greatness, your awesomeness, but you love us. Your word says we are the apple of your eye. Amen. God, I pray that you would help us to realize your eye is on us. The all-seeing eye of God is watching over us. And David said, why would you do that? Why would you focus on us? It's almost incomprehensible. And yet here you are saying that's exactly what you do. Your mercy extends to us and it's forever. We can keep coming back and laying ourselves at your feet and acknowledging your grace and mercy, which extends forever. We thank you, Lord, that you are infinite, infinite knowledge, infinite in power, and infinite in mercy. In Jesus' great name we pray. Amen.